As one of America's largest financial services companies, Nationwide supports financial professionals with client-friendly resources and innovative solutions to help create greater retirement security for their clients. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Global business news 24 hours a day at Bloomberg.com, the Radio Plus mobile app, and on your radio. This is a Bloomberg Business Flash.
And I'm Karen Moscow. U.S. stock index futures jumped after the European Central Bank delivered a bigger than expected boost to its monetary stimulus. Let's go to the first word breaking news desk for today's morning call. Here's Bill Maloney. Bill.
Good morning, Karen. That's right. U.S. futures have extended their gains. ECB cut all rates and QE was boosted to 80 billion euros a month. Dow futures currently higher by 123 points. S&P's gained 17 and Nasdaq futures rise by 41. U.S. 10 yield at 1.88%, and European markets are extending their gains as well. Italy rises 3.2%. On the economic front at 8:30, Draghi holds his press conference and U.S. initial jobless claims, and at 10:30, natural gas storage change. In deal news, Nasdaq buys Deutsche Börse's options market for $1.1 billion. And regarding earnings this morning, Dollar General beat, shares are higher pre-market, and United Technologies reaffirmed 2016 and Q1 forecasts. Finally, some of your Wall Street upgrades and downgrades. Expedia raised overweight at Piper and FactSet cut to sell over at UBS. Live from the First of Breaking News Desk, I'm Bill Maloney. Karen?
Thanks, Bill. And to hear live breaking news over your Bloomberg, type Squawk Go on your terminal. That's S-Q-U-A-W-K Go. And that's a Bloomberg Business Flash. Tom and Mike.
Karen, thanks so much. A Bloomberg surveillance this morning brought to you by Invesco. Have you considered all of your investment alternatives? Non-traditional asset classes and strategies may help you achieve your goals. Find out more at Invesco.com/alternatives. Dennis Gartman, one of the great things about Dennis Gartman, I've said this before, he's one of the few people with the courage to actually publish his successes and failures in the back of his newsletter. I love to say that, Dennis, to bust your chops. But the thing that's cool here is you link technical with fundamental with your economics as well. The arch question now is commodity and oil bottom. Jeff DeGraff was brilliant yesterday talking about the search for catharsis. I haven't seen it. Do I need a cathartic event to scream oil bottom?
I think more than that, you need a non-cathartic event. I think you need the most boring thing of all. I pay attention. I was taught years ago when I began my career in the early 70s in the cotton market to watch the term structure, to watch how one commodity future trades relative to another. And that knowledge of the term structure really has carried over into the energy market. We have watched as the carrying charge, the contango, I hate to get too esoteric, but the contango for the 1 year had gone out as far as $9 per barrel when spot WTI was trading around 26. That contango has narrowed into about $5. Crude, for lack of a better term, is less aggressive in bidding to go into storage. It's telling you that informed money has really said the lows have been put into crude. 26 is not going to be taken out on the downside. But at the same point, it's going to be very difficult to get the WTI, spot WTI, above $40. Yeah. Because if the contango continues, $40 in spot gives you about $45 out 1 year. And I'm telling you, at $45, those up in the Bakken, those down in Midland, Texas, are making a lot of money. They can hedge and be profitable. So it's going to be difficult to get spot crude above $40.
Mike, jump in here because I got like 8 ways to go with Dennis, and we don't have the time this morning. Who's our next guest, Mario Draghi?
Yeah, Mario Draghi is our next guest. The press conference at 8:30, a number of things we talked about in a minute that have not been answered yet. Dennis, as long as we have just a few moments with you, let me hit on what you were saying about soft commodities. El Nino fading. There's talk of La Nina coming in, which seems to historically raise the price of those commodities.
Yes.
Is it time to invest? What do you want to do?
I think that the lows have been seen in the commodity markets generally, whether it's in the softs, whether it's in the grains, whether it's in crude oil, and perhaps maybe even sort of kind of gently, maybe even in the most bearish of all commodities, nat gas. the era of being, or the age, or the year, or the 2 years of being short of commodities is probably behind us. And I think that the actions taken by the ECB this morning simply promote that notion that commodity prices are likely to be stronger and not weaker going forward.
And then the final time we've got with you, and I say this with immense respect for Martin Zweig, we lost him way too, what a great man. You know, Marty Zweig, don't fight the Fed.
Yeah.
Don't fight the ECB. Don't fight the BE. Forget about the esoteric nat gas short. What's the Gartman advice for basic people out there to invest with these central banks as Marty Zweig tightens?
As long as the central bank wind is at your back, and it is, and they're not going to stop anytime soon, you're better off being long than you are being short. You're better off erring on the side of being bullish than you are on the side of being bearish, and you're probably going to be better off owning basic commodities. My old line is I'd like to buy the things that if I drop them on my foot will hurt, i.e. aluminum, steel, iron ore, trains, ships, big things, easy things, the things that go along with economic growth. Those are the things that I think would make sense. Plus, there's dividends to be gotten from them. So if you're going – with the monetary authorities giving you wind at your back, own those things.
Right. Dennis, 1 minute left. You're a victim of the South. You live somewhere near a glorious golf course. I get that. As we go to Florida and as you write about politics, I don't want your opinion on this talent. Does Mr. Trump have an economic policy you've discerned?
Yes. Protectionism. Yes. Lunacy. Yes. He's wrong. And I'm of the hope that he is not the nominee in the Republican Party. But at this point, I'm about to give up that hope.
Will you move to Canada?
Oh, of course.
It's hard to play golf in the winter.
Exactly.
Very hard to play golf, except in Vancouver.
Oh, that's good. Dennis, thank you so much. Dennis Gartman, golfer. Here's the surveillance break exclusive today. Gartman will not move to Canada.
All right, so Mario Draghi throws the kitchen sink at financial markets. And, Tom, look at what is happening to European banks. Deutsche Bank up 4.5%. Societe Generale up 5%. BNP Paribas up 4.4%. The Italian bank, UniCredit, up 7.2%. Even Banco di Montepaschi, the troubled Italian bank, is up 4.7%.
Now, the movement that we see, we knew it would be important, but it always can surprise. We got the full surprise this morning, and there will be headlines. What we will do for you, we will give you the headlines. We will then go into the next phase of headlines, which will be difficult questions and is considered answers. They always, in every case, move markets. The yen, starkly weaker this morning, 114.19 as well. U.S. futures up 16. Dow futures 122. Next, the Draghi press conference.
Coming up, the With All Due Respect highlight brought to you by Land Rover. If it's in your nature to cast off the everyday and seek adventure, the Discovery Sport was built to help your search. Visit LandRoverTriState.com for special offers during the only adventure sales event. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at AmericanExpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.